This is HPR episode 2030 entitled Book Review, The Pocket Ref. It is hosted by M1RR0R5H4D35 and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, this is a short review of The Pocket Ref.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello world, Mirror Shades here again. Allergies in full swing, so it's springtime in Kentucky, so if my voice is all jacked up sounding and I'm sniffling, I'm sorry. Hopefully the sound quality is a little better now. I did purchase a decent microphone as opposed to that other piece of junk that I was using. Invested in a microphone, and by invested I mean I bought the cheapest condenser mic that I could find. So anyway, I'm gonna do a quick review here of the Pocket Ref. This is a very small book. It's currently in fourth edition. It's by Thomas J. Glover. You can buy it just about anywhere. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I think ThinkGeek even sells it. That while there's no blurbs on the cover or anything, I've read that Adam Savage has extolled the virtues many times of this book. It's a relatively inexpensive little book. It's about $8 is I think what I gave for it. Brand new on Amazon. It is designed to fit in. I believe it's designed to fit in a shirt pocket. You could pretty much fit this in any pocket, but it is a little thick. I will see if I can get a picture of it so you can see for reference. It is a little bit thicker. It's great to just throw in a bag or a toolbox or something. It's not that big. It's not very heavy. The pages are very thin. It's designed to be portable, even if maybe it is a little bit too big to fit inside a pocket, though it technically will probably feel a little awkward with it in your pocket. So why did I buy this? I got some flack from people I work with for buying this because obviously most of the stuff in here, if you have a smartphone, you could just look it up. I mean, you have Google in your pocket, just Google it. But there are times when it is nice to have a hard copy reference, because even though it's kind of rare, there are times when you know maybe you don't have internet access, especially that'll happen in places like Kentucky more often than maybe, your mileage may vary on that, but it is kind of nice to not have to rely on internet access if you don't have to, just to have something as kind of a backup. Everything under the sun is in this this book. It's meant to be sort of a broad general, I don't know what to say. It's a bunch of reference material that covers a lot of different areas, and so it doesn't go extremely in depth into any one of them, and it's meant just to be a reference. It's not meant to be a book that you read from cover to cover. There's a lot of conversion tables and a lot of tables that have, like, for example, one steel bolts and screw grades, types and classes, and it's got a whole bunch of it's a table just full of ways to identify different types of bolts and screws. It's actually, there's a whole series of these books that are available. The Pocket Ref is just one. Because of its small size, the company that makes it also makes a larger, it's called the Desk Ref. So it has, I'm assuming, has a whole bunch of stuff that's not in the Pocket Ref. It's meant to be just a book on your shelf or on your desk, for when you need to look stuff like that up. It's not meant to be portable, but have a lot more information in it. And there's a whole series of these books. I'll try to remember and put the links in the show notes. But there's the guy who wrote this book or put it together, I don't know if he's actually the writer or the editor or what, but Thomas J. Glover collaborated with a guy named Richard A. Young and created a book called Handyman in Your Pocket. But in this specific series, there's also the Auto Ref, the Pocket PC Ref, and the Pocket Partner. I'm not really going to go into what, is in any of these other books. I'm just putting it out there in case it sounds like something you might need or want. Obviously, the Auto Ref is sort of the same thing as the Pocket Ref, but it's focused solely on automotive mechanics and stuff. The Pocket PC Ref is, again, it's focused on PC stuff, computers, technology, that sort of thing. And the Pocket Partner is kind of interesting. It's meant for like law enforcement, I guess firemen and stuff. It's the they actually have different color covers. The Auto Ref is kind of a blue-green cover. The Pocket PC Ref has kind of a cream yellow color, and the Pocket Partner is red. But I'll what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna run through real quick some of the chapters here so you can get an idea of what's in the Pocket Ref. It's let's see, it's actually before you get to the table of contents, it actually has a little page in here, so it's like this Pocket Ref belongs to, and you can fill out your name and address and all that junk in case you lose it. I don't know, in this day and age that might not be wise to do. It's also got a little table to put personal information in, like names of your family, their birthday, anniversary, favorite color, sizes of like hat, hips, gloves, chest, inseam, neck, ring size. I'm supposing in case you forget your wife's anniversary, it's in there, and you'll have all her sizes handy and can get her a gift or something. I don't, again, don't know how many people want to actually fill that out. In this day and age, it may not be wise if you lose it. That's a lot of personal information that's just out there. Table of contents. So I'm just going to run through and let you know what the table of contents are. I believe if you go to Amazon, I can actually probably check this, but I think if they don't have it now, I think they used to have the table of contents listed, or at the very least, if you opened it up, you could look at it. But I don't know if they still do. You can get this from other places besides Amazon. I'm not trying to push Amazon. It's just where I buy a lot of stuff. But you can get it at Barnes and Noble, or I think ThinkGeek still has it, and probably hundreds of other places online. Wherever your favorite place is to get stuff, I'm sure you can get the Pocket Ref. So the table of contents runs like this. There's preface, personal info, products, trade names, trademarks, and references, and then we get into the actual sections of the book. Air and gases, automotive, carpentry and construction, chemistry and physics, computers, constants, physical, chemical, and math, electrical, wire, motors, frames, receptacles, electronics. And then the next section is called fasteners, and it has several subsections: bolts and threads, nails, screws. And then the next section is first aid. Then general information one, general information two, general science, geology, glue, solvents, paints and finishes, math, mine, mill and aggregate, money, pipe and fittings, pumps and tanks, rope, cable, chains and knots, Steel and metals, surveying and mapping, tools, water, weather and weather safety, weights and properties of materials, welding, conversion tables, 14-year perpetual calendar, and then the index. So, again, this isn't something that's like there's a section on welding. Don't expect it to teach you how to weld. It's meant for someone who already knows how to weld, and it's got like little tables in here, rods per pound, welding gases, hard and soft solder alloys, stuff like that. It's really just reference material in case maybe it's something you don't do all the time and you just need to check up on it real quick, or you need to know how to measure certain sort of thing, or remember what kind of nail to use for a certain project, carpentry project. But like I said, it's a lot of this stuff, you know, nowadays we are accustomed to being able to just Google it. But there is something, especially if you live in an area where you can potentially not have internet access for a while, it's kind of nice to be able to just pick up a book and there it all is. Especially when it's all in a very small package that way. I wish I had some more... I wish I knew more what people may would like to know, anything from any specific sections. Let me find the computer section here, because I remember I looked at it and it was a little bit underwhelming. Let's see, 129. We'll flip over there real quick. All right. So computers. What you'll find in the computer section, just for example, this one was a little bit of a letdown, but like I said, they have a, if you need something that's specific to computers, they have an entire pocket PC ref. But anyway, in the pocket ref's computer section, what you'll find is a section that describes the conversion for like kilobytes, megabytes, gigabytes, that sort of thing. And it has a section of computer ASCII and Alt Plus codes. The ASCII codes is just a table that has the hex value, the decimal value, the description, the abbreviation, and the control code for all the ASCII characters. And that's it. And then the section ends. So, you know, not a lot of, if you were hoping for, you know, a bunch of information on repairing PCs and all that kind of stuff, it's not really, it's not in there, sorry. But it does have a lot of other stuff, especially if you're the kind of person that likes, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, or you like to play around with electronics, or if you're just the kind of person that likes to take things apart and see what makes them tick, or, you know, learning new skills and stuff, it's very, very handy. Has a lot of information. It's worth the buy. It's $8. You know, it's not going to break the bank. And the only, like I said, my only sort of gripe with it is it is pocket size. It will fit in a pocket, but it's a little bit thick. So, I would recommend it. I think it's a great buy. I wish I'd had some idea of what some of you out there might be looking for or wondering about. You know, the best advice I can give is to check out some of the reviews on it. The section, I'm just flipping through it here. The section on knots and stuff is really cool. It shows you how to make a lot of common knots that. That's sort of thing I tend to forget. I'll learn how to make them and then I'll forget them because I never use it. It's a great thing to have in your toolbox. I used to keep this in my backpack, but now I've found that I'm just throwing it in my toolbox because it decreases some of the weight in the bag. But at any rate, if you have any specific questions to it, you know, or about it, Anything in particular you'd like to know about it that maybe you can't find online or something, you know, you can shoot me an email or leave a comment and I will try to get back with you and let you know anything specific. It does cover a lot of ground, but it doesn't cover any one thing particularly deeply. Again, it's a lot of tables, believe it or not. It's a lot of tables, just reference stuff. One of the cooler things I saw in here was the hand signals for crane and hoist. That's kind of neat. So yeah, and there's a section on chemistry and physics that's kind of interesting too. But yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment or shoot me an email. I'll try my best to answer your questions, and hopefully I'll talk to you guys again real soon.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.